There may be no leader in the world as garrulous as Venezuela's populist president Hugo Chavez. He's known for talking on the public airwaves for hours at a time. And yesterday, Chavez stepped it up a notch. He began a live 4-day version of his weekly television show. He will take breaks, but Chavez is threatening to break all existing records for public discourse. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas, Venezuela.
Aló Presidente, or Hello President, began in 1999 after Chavez took office. It's part talk show, part bully pulpit, and all Chavez. He's the host, and only he decides how long he'll talk. In one show, he spoke for 8 hours straight. In all of them, he touts his so-called revolutionary government and assails his critics. The United States is his favorite target, a country he says has diabolical plans for the rest of the world. Yesterday, state television played music and ran images of Chavez from his decade in power. And then Chavez began to talk, sitting behind a desk and surrounded by adoring supporters. It was all designed to commemorate the very first show back in May of 1999. Since then, Chavez has used the show to announce the state takeover of companies. He scolded ministers on air. On a recent show, he even spoke about an embarrassing bout of diarrhea he'd had during the filming of One Alo Presidente. On another famous show, he delivered this message to the man Chavez called Mr. Danger, then President George W. Bush.
In my bad English, you are a donkey, Mr. Danger. You are a donkey.
Chavez's good friend, Cuban leader Fidel Castro, has been a guest. He wasn't on the show yesterday, but Castro took note. He wrote in Cuba's state press that, quote, never has a revolutionary made use of the media so effectively. Castro explained that more than 1,500 hours of Aló Presidente had been broadcast, equal to 64 full days.
¿Saben cuál es la máquina más perfecta, más eficiente del universo? El ser humano.
In the midst of yesterday's show, Chavez waxed on about what he called the most efficient, most perfect machine. The human being, he said. Chavez said we exude energy, and he said it in a fitting locale, an electrical plant in the western state of Zulia. That's an opposition bastion. As in all his shows, the president used Aló Presidente to entertain.
La flor de la sabana.
Singing a short ditty that his father had taught him. He also handed out land titles.
Y se le da el título de propiedad aquí a Judy Rosales.
And singled out Judy Rosales. She's among the working class that supports Chavez. She thanked the president enthusiastically and blamed Chavez's opponents for trying to take the country to ruin.
Felicitaciones a ustedes, y gracias. Gracias por creer en nosotros y en mí en lo personal.
Chavez listened with a smile and then thanked her. Thanked her for believing in him. And then the show went on. It's due to end on Sunday. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.